is flawless. F1, I keep up top in the F1. A lot of bad begging me to F1, but I'ma eat them rat when the chef come. Throw some fresh ones. More talent in my left thumb. She ain't a Nicki fan, then the deaf dumb. You ain't my son, you my stepson.
I don't know what that way look like.
What are you waiting for? Mix it.
Live here 3 to 5 every Friday. We had to start sending for some different people. Like, we had to really, you know. Oh, really? Hold on. She get applause. I ain't even introduce her and she getting applause. It's like that?
Whoop,
Fire Fridays 3 to 5. We're gonna be checking in, and I do mean checking in. So, please introduce yourself and welcome to Fire Fridays.
Thank you. Hi, everybody. I'm Nika.
Mm-hmm. Now, Nika, we know we got our sports guy. We know we got Jay Force. He's gonna be giving us the hip hop information. Exactly, what are you gonna be contributing to Fire Fridays on a consistent basis?
Oh, love the relationship, folks.
Oh, boy. You're going to be talking about that stuff, aren't you?
We got to.
Yeah. All right. So get right into it, Nika. The floor is yours. What's the topic?
Today's topic is mixing business with pleasure.
Okay. Mixing business with pleasure. Go for it.
Yeah. Okay. So I blog. So my bloggers pretty much know I talk about pretty much things that I've experienced and my friends experienced. And this particular situation happened to me, I guess, like 2 days ago. Mm-hmm. Basically, met up with someone about business.
Mm-hmm.
We chatted. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, cool. I think this can work.
Mm-hmm.
And then out of nowhere, he like jumped on me. And I mean, literally like attacked me.
Okay. Continue. Take notes.
And so after the attacking, I'm like, okay, well, listen, I'm not that chick to mix business with pleasure, so I'm not even sure how this is going to work.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Like, at this point, if you can turn it off, I can turn it off and we'll move forward. Oh, that's not a problem. It's going to be business first.
Okay.
Okay, great. And so here we are doing business. Now, after the third missed meeting, I have a problem with that. Like, when you miss a meeting, to me, money is time. Time is money. You're wasting my money. There's things that I could have been doing besides blocking my time thinking I'm meeting with you and you don't show, you don't call, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, when I say something to him, he's not receiving that as Nika the business person. He's receiving that as Nika the chick I'm dealing with.
Oh.
Not a good situation. Right, exactly. So he comes at me on some, well, I don't deal business emotional, and you're giving me an ultimatum. Because I told you I needed to meet you, and I don't like my time being wasted, mm-hmm. and there's things that we need to do, and I need you to respond to me within 24 hours. That's mm-hmm. giving you an ultimatum. Dude, that's business.
Mm-hmm. All right, so for all the fellas that's listening Fire Fridays, if DJ Greedy was here, I'm pretty sure he'd be like, you sure you didn't mix your signals? Are you sure, you know, was this a late meeting? Was this like a 6 o'clock
martini
meeting?
You know what I'm saying? Exactly. Let me tell you something. My preconceived notion was to, this dude ain't thinking that it's business. This dude is thinking that it's more than business. But I specifically outlined, these are the things that I want to discuss. Be ready to discuss these things when we meet.
Mm-hmm.
In detail.
Okay.
I've said verbally and via email so that you know and there's no mistake. This is what we're going to be discussing.
All right. So not mixing business with pleasure, or just business and personal, I should say. Business and personal. Because it could be pleasure. You could be making money and get real happy. And then, you know.
And I would love to, you know, make money and be happy and be in a relationship with the dude. I would love it. That would be great if you can handle it. But everybody can't. Clearly he can.
Okay. Clearly he can. So we talking with Miss Nika. And is there anything that you can give us suggestions, male or female? Like, are there some guidelines that, yo, never meet anybody for business the day after? You got to, like let it marinate for a while. We gonna meet on Monday. We got to meet Monday before 6 o'clock.
You know what? It really depends on the person, because for me, we could talk about business and then go on a date afterwards. You know, as long as the business is handled first and foremost,
right,
then it's cool. You know, if we have a project, a task at hand that we have to work out, then we work that out.
I don't know.
You know what I'm saying? And if it's a different relationship, like a marriage relationship, I would think that home comes first.
Okay. Got to deal with that.
But we don't have a home together. You know what I'm saying? We're trying to build a business, so that business is first and foremost. Take your feelings out of it. Mm-hmm. If I say we need to meet, we need to meet.
But you know, guys, we are getting a lot more emotional, so I'm going to need to man up. I'm just letting y'all know that. Is there any way that you could not come off as so aggressive with just getting your point across as a female?
I'm sure I could have, and I had in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm going to be last with it. But at this point, we're 30 days in,
mm-hmm.
and the contracts aren't signed.
Wow.
The direction supposed to go, it's not mapped out.
Mm-hmm.
We're wasting time. I'm an idol, and money's not being made.
Bah. Okay. So, fellas, if you're not understanding, read it between the lines as well as I am. If the business is not going good, she's going to have a shorter temperament. Little less patience for that little cute comment. Don't be making no comment about me. Don't be talking about my hair like that. Yes, I know my hair is done very well. It is Friday. Let's get these contracts signed.
But I would think he would feel the same way. Like, my thought would be, especially men, y'all like money. So my thoughts would be, you feeling the same way.
I don't know, different people. I don't know. Those are people in your circle. You know, you're dealing with millionaires. You know, we down here on the lower level.
Oh, my goodness.
Trying to make it. We just trying to make it. For those who don't know about Nika, tell them a little bit about Nika and where you're from and what you actually do, who you represent.
Hey, I am Nika. I go by Nika Watkins, or Nika Watts is my love relationship alter ego.
Okay.
You can find me on Twitter. I am Nika Watts. I also have a blog website, www.nikawatts.com.
Mm-hmm.
I also blog the same topic, love and relationships, with 66 Raw, www.66raw, and that's the two letters, 66.com.
Okay.
I do blog with other people, but 66 Raw is probably one that's more prevalent. I do it the most.
Mm.
I am a publicist also by trade, so that's the Nika Watkins side.
Perfect. So we're gonna have to go in when it comes to relationship questions, and we get them a lot here on Fire Fridays, also with Love Ultra on a Tuesday from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. in the morning. So if I got any questions, you know me, you know being how confident I am as a black man in the South with my sexuality, I will bring it directly to Nika all the time.
I love it. I go for it. And the sad thing is, I keep it real on both sides. If us women, we messing up, we wrong, you know what I'm saying? I definitely will let you know. It's not a one-sided type situation. You know, it's some of us out here that's a little bit kooky too.
Right. I believe you. So definitely keeping business and your personal separate unless you can handle it. That's right?
Yeah, that's right. Unless you can handle it.
Okay, for real. So fellas out there, sometimes they just want you to communicate a little bit more freely, a little bit more openly. And as the next song says, sometimes you just need to say something. Just say something. This is Timbaland with Drake. Shout out all your people, Nika. Shout out all your people real quick.
Jay Forrest is actually one of my people, so I'm just excited he's coming up.
Word up.
Yeah, I love Jay Forrest.
Word up.
And then my sidekick, who I'm always with, Monique Jones.
Mm-hmm.
She's listening right now.
What up, Monique? What up? Yeah.
All right, Ms. Nika, we're going to check back with you again. Thanks for calling in Fire Fridays.
Thank you.
This was all I knew. You and me only. I did it all for you. Still do it lonely. We could work it out. But I guess things changed. Funny how someone else's success
was
your thing. When you're no longer involved, that person has it all, and you just stuck standing there. But I'm gonna need you to say something, baby. Say something, baby. I'm gonna need you to say something.
Like the song says, say something. Timbaland featuring Drake, y'all.
Yeah, it really's such, but ever since I've been long gone, I traded in my señorita for a microphone. I hate the way we fell apart, girl, it's sad to see. Your life is good, but me and you, we a catastrophe. If I was unsuccessful, would you be satisfied? I need a paramedic, girl, I'm feeling paralyzed. If I could choose, you would always be a friend to me. The more money I made, you're acting like my enemy. It's crazy, I can't help it if your feelings change. Thought the pressure would turn you into my diamond babe. I can something so familiar be so strange? Closest friends get it strange when your status change. Is it my mistake that where I am ain't where you at? And my homeboy Larry Locke the only one that had my back. We were the perfect pair and now it seems that we don't match. Is it the money want me to give it back?
This was all I knew. You and me only. I did it all for you. Still you were lonely. We could have worked it out.
But I guess things changed. Funny how someone else's success brings pain. When you're no longer involved, that person has it all, and you just stuck standing there. But
I'm gonna need you to say something, baby.
Say something, baby.
Say something, baby.
Say something.
I'm gonna need you to say something, baby.
I'm gonna need you to say something.
Dab, 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 dab.
Moving through some music. This is called Downtown. Nikki Greer, Busta Rhymes.
Ain't no question in hell. Keep a healthy regimen and crush a few cookies with a plastic bag wearing my Timberlands. Trust me, there's some things you gotta do before you eat it.
Uh-huh.
Inspect it, dissect it, and make sure she always clean it.
Uh-huh.
Then after all of that, you look again and really read it.
Uh-huh.
And if everything good, then get to eating like you mean it. Wait a minute, this ain't one side of they shouty. I got manners when you give me confirmation. You
yeah.
can eat like a champion and stop and go back down.
Get it.
And suck it like a savage. Then you show me it ain't a problem and go and do this shit again.
Okay.
System, I'll probably put it on you. Ain't no question that I will properly eat that. Eat that for you.
Fire Fridays, always trying to...